Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
George Gray is here from The Price is Right. We like to play a little game called The Price is Wrong. Doesn't have quite the ratings as the show on CBS. However, we're kind of proud of it here. How are you, Mr. George Gray?
This is my intro music?
No, this is just the Christmas music, Meghan Trainor. But I can
get sad you. Ukulele for me? Hey, you know what? Let's bring on George Gray with a sad ukulele.
I didn't mean it that way. How are you, though? It's great to see you. I'm so glad that you made it into town to see Mama Mae, because that means that you're here in the studio with us to play this awesome game.
Yeah, I just came in last night.
So should I just hit the theme and then you... Because Ethan's never played the game before, so we're a little concerned. Fred's
out. I think he can handle it.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, let me play this here and get into the nitty gritty, because this is a game we like to call every once in a while here on a Monday afternoon.
The price is wrong.
Mark, I can never hit that damn thing when I'm supposed to. George knows that. He mocks me every time. But ladies and gentlemen, the voice of The Price is Right, here to play The Price is Wrong, George Gray.
Woo! Woo! Here it comes from the Mark Reardon Studio in beautiful downtown St. Louis. It's The Price is Wrong, Mark. All right, this is very exciting. We're going to kick things off today by saying, hi, Mama Mae! Hi, Judy Reardon! Gotta cover the moms.
She is very excited. I'm sure she's listening because my mom was aware that you're on the show today. Very excited about it. Yes.
Your mom sends me Instagram posts.
I'm aware of that. Has she been doing that a lot lately?
Well, it's going to be a little weird if you start calling me dad. But, you know, we're gonna work around it.
Can I ask this question about Judy Reardon? Do the Instagram posts that she shares with you confuse you sometimes?
No, they're very sweet. They're always very sweet.
They sometimes confuse me. She does the same thing, but that's okay.
No, it's adorable. Judy, you're adorable. Mama Mae, you're adorable. All right, let's get down to the show. So if you've just tuned in for the first time, maybe like Ethan, that you don't know the show, I'll explain it. The Price is Wrong, Mark. These are real items. These are genuine items that you can purchase in St. Louis right now on Facebook Marketplace, on Craigslist, what have you. So you can go get these right now. They are currently available, and we've got three fabulous contestants here today, Ethan, Sue, and Mark. And the person who gets closest to the actual real price the person is asking for without going over will get a point. The person with the most points at the end wins a fabulous no case.
Now, Ethan, you got the rules down? You understand the game?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Ethan, have you ever seen The Price is Right before in your entire life, honestly?
No.
You have that look in
you
your
really
eye.
You really haven't?
No.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? You know who should have been here today?
Who?
Alexa. Because she watches the show. I'm telling you, she watches it all the time on Paramount Plus. So this is interesting. You've never even seen it.
Well, it helps when your dad is like best friends with the host. You know,
it's also a very popular CBS show. It's a part of Americana.
It also proves that he doesn't know the show because he just called me the host. hey, Drew, if you're listening, man, I can explain. Really sorry about that, brother. I'll explain who Drew Carey is, what The Price is Right is, and what television is after we get this done. Rotten kids and your rock'em sock'em robots.
2000 baby.
Had an inkling that Ethan had not seen the show or that he would not do homework over the weekend to at least watch one episode of the show, he would not have been allowed.
I knew that he had never seen the show because when I walked up, he went, Ethan. he just looked at me like, hey. And I'm like, hey, how's it going, man? And then when he sat down just now, I could see that look in his eyes,
you
like, oh, man, I don't know. I should have probably seen 5 seconds of a clip.
There is a history here, though, on The Price is Wrong where the newbies tend to do pretty well. So we'll see if that holds.
So, Ethan, and also if you're listening and you've never seen The Price is Right, these are real honest people. They sit in an audience. I call somebody's name. Ethan, what's your last name?
Hannaford.
So I'd say, Ethan Hannaford, come on down. People lose their minds. And then they come, so they don't know they're going to get picked. They just run down from hundreds of people. They get down to a front. There's four of them. And then Drew Carey, famous comedian, he's been doing it for years. Guy named Bob Barker was doing it before them. The Price is Wrong, Bob. You probably heard that. And then so he, there's an item like, what's up for bids? It's a can of cream corn, whatever it is. And then I describe the cream corn. Oh, it's delicious. 16 ounces of flavorful fun. Treat your whole family to cream corn. And then we say, okay, Ethan, what do you bid? And you go, I don't know. And it's never to the cents. It's only to the dollar. So you'd go, I don't know. I think that cream corn's $2. And the person next to you might go, I think it's $4. And the person goes, $5, which is $1-ing somebody, okay? And so then whoever gets closest without going over, so even if you're the closest, but if you go over the number, then you lose.
Don't.
That's
teach
it.
Him. Don't teach him the
that's
$1
the
thing. No, he's going to have to teach. Well, he's going to have to learn some of these things on his own, dude.
There might be people listening right now that go, I don't know. I've never seen the prices right. Okay, so.
Give myself real quick a little self-defense, I've seen clips. And I've never just sat down and watched an entire show.
Right,
so I'm familiar
with it. You know what? We are the number one show in daytime TV, so it's cool, man. But welcome
he doesn't need you.
Welcome to. No! We and. Mark.
I'm kidding.
We encourage new followers. Okay, here we go. The first item up for bids today on The Price is Wrong, Mark. Now, again, I'm gonna describe it, and then I'm going to read what they've listed. And if it's in all caps, I shout it.
Yeah,
okay?
I love that.
Because that's the way it should be. Okay, here we go. And the first item is antique butter churn.
Ooh.
Antique butter churn. And here is the description for antique butter churn. Antique Star Butter Churn is in great condition, beautiful color, looks brand new, comes from a non-smoking house. Go ahead and churn that butter real nice, like in the comfort of your own home. Okay, antique butter churn. So we're going to start off with Ethan, our newbie. What would you bid? What is the person asking for? What do they want for this antique
now,
butter churn that you can use real nice?
One thing I want to mention, just because since Ethan is playing here today and we don't have an
pictures.
Extra producer,
we
don't have the pictures up on the screen. A lot of times we offer the pictures of the items up on the YouTube feed or the Twitter. We don't have those today. So we're all
blind.
Playing equally.
Yeah.
Playing blind, right.
It's a well, you know what? There's people in their cars right now that are listening.
Yeah.
So use your imagination. It's a butter churn. Churn. All right, so Ethan, how much would you pay to be in the privacy of your own home and churn that butter?
Well, being in the privacy of my own home really adds a lot to it. I'm going to go $25.
$25. Oh, now, dang. Ethan, have you ever churned your butter outside of the home?
I can't say that I have.
You can't say that you have or you haven't?
Both.
Okay, very good. Sue. You seem like a butter churner.
You know what? I like the butter churning.
So what would you want to pay to churn your butter at home?
I'm gonna say $50, George.
$50.
I like to churn my
Mark,
butter.
Mark, now we still have time for Christmas. You're probably thinking, what should I get the missus? What says I love you? Nothing,
butter churn
nothing
does.
More than a butter churn,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
This is tough.
Oh, women love that kind of stuff. So what would you pay? We got 25. We got 50, Mark.
I'm going to say $26, George.
$26. Threading the needle. See how he did that? He's kind of like,
$1
good, good, good.
I still feel okay.
Yeah, but Sue said 50.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I had to make a choice. Look, I could have done the $1 under Sue's bid. I could have gone over her bid.
Yeah.
I chose to gap it. All right? This is a strategy that I have.
I see what it is. All right, let's
criticize that?
Okay, you're listening. What do you think? What at home in your car? What would you pay for an antique butter churn to do it real nice? It is $225.
Oh, Lord.
Holy.
Dude,
oh, my God.
$225. What, you just think you could churn your butter for free?
God.
Huh?
I'm going to say this is where the pictures, not having the pictures, disadvantage us.
But you knew what this cost. You knew it. All right, here we go. Next item up for bids on The Price is Wrong, Mark. This is a really good one, too. Haunted Thai Puppet.
What?
Haunted Thai Puppet. Now, this is not a T-I-E. This is a T-H-A-I.
Ah.
This is So Thai. This is a haunted Thai puppet. And here we go. I'm going to read it pretty quick because it's long, but it's definitely worth listening
to.
Right, so here we go. This is going to be fairly fast. My wife and I recently went to Thailand and found this puppet in a night market outside Bangkok. It was the only item not inside the actual stall the vendor had. We inquired about it. They immediately offered to us at less than half the price, so we happily purchased it. Since then, a series of events have unfolded that we first thought were just bad luck, but they've been escalating. They get trapped inside an elevator. Plants were placed near the puppet. We're dying, and recently our house became infested with hornets centered around the area we keep for the puppet. We consulted a psychic, and at the first mention of the puppet, it. They shivered and said, it's evil. So now it's time for the puppet's journey to continue, preferably far away from us. The psychic said a transaction had to take place to make us basically any offer.
Oh.
And you can have this little bundle of ill will and evil intentions, a lovingly crafted Thai Annabelle. Please take this puppet.
Okay, nobody is going to take it.
Okay, I would have just offered...
Especially after that description.
I would have just offered the puppet for $1 and kept my pie hole shut. But there you go. These people are
right,
very
just
honest.
Just pass it on.
Very honest. Okay, so now, Sue, how much would you pay to be eternally damned by a... buy a puppet from Thailand.
George, nothing. But in this case, I'm going to give you a quarter.
No, you can't do it.
Oh, $1.
No, that's trailer park prices, right? This is the price is wrong. You got a bit of... $1?
I am going to say... $2.
$2. Okay, $2 for an evil puppet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why would anyone want an evil puppet?
You know, who knows? Mark, it's your turn. What would you pay... to really get your life in order.
$20.
Okay. Very nice. I like it.
Why?
Ethan, we got $2. We got $20. What do you say?
I'm going to go with
$6. $6. Now, see, you could have gone with three, and that would have threaded the needle.
Right, yeah, that's fair. Okay.
But
he'll learn.
We're learning, right? Yeah.
Youngster.
Hey, yeah, I'm schooling him. Okay. Here we go. We got $2, $20, $6. How much would you pay listening right now to truly ruin your life with a puppet from Thailand? The price is $300.
None of this makes sense.
$300?
Well, listen, to churn your own butter, that's one thing.
Yes.
But this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
An evil puppet?
I think the puppet would help you churn the butter. Personally, you could turn this into a 2-for-1.
Good news is I got the point. There
okay.
we go.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Very nice. Okay, so we've got one for Sue, one for Mark. We're moving along. We doing good? We still got time for three? Okay, we're great. Here we go. Next one. Cast iron schnauzer.
What?
Now, I should probably ask, am I allowed to say that word on the radio?
Schnauzer?
Schnauzer.
Yeah.
I believe you are.
Okay, you're good. Okay, cast iron schnauzer. So, and here it is. Here's the description. 6-inch cast iron schnauzer doorstop. Your friends and family will love this fine piece of art. Note to buyer, not a real dog. Must love schnauzers.
Good context.
And doors. Works with any door. Now, that's the key here, is this works with any door, and you have to be a dog lover. It's not a real dog, though. I have to say that. The person's very specific about it. So, cast iron schnauzer, how much is that bad boy going for? Mark, your bid.
$30.
$30, okay. Hmm. Ethan, what do you say?
I'm going to go with $31.
Oh, $31, but not truly understanding the game. Sue, what do you say?
I should say $29.
Oh,
uh-huh. You can't go over.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, please do that.
No, I'm going to say $15. $15.
Could have said $1, yeah, but sure, why not make it $15?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I like it. Threading the needle. See, the thing is you bid 31, he bid 30, but she could have bid 32. And if she would have won because it's
$175. $175.
Oh, that's nuts.
These are bargains, folks. These are bargains.
Wait a minute.
So Ethan wins one.
Nice job, Ethan.
Nice job, Ethan.
Woo. Even the worst kind of slip into him sometimes.
Yeah, it was a little accidental, but that's okay.
We'll take it.
Here's what the original noise was. But you rebounded on that one.
Okay, now I could do two more or three more. What do you say?
Let's do two more.
Two more it is. Okay, great. Here we go. And these are really good ones. Okay, here we go. Next item up for bids. Weber Spirit Propane Grill 2-burner with fold down side trays.
Oh.
Okay, this is very nice. I know. Very nice. Okay. And here is the description. And the description is what really sells it. Because you're thinking, this sounds like a fabulous grill, right? And it is a fabulous grill. And you know what? I love the honesty of this person.
Oh, dear.
Because you're essentially buying a brand new grill, right?
Uh-huh.
But you need a description, right?
Yeah.
And you could just say brand new grill. I could say brand new grill.
Right.
Sounds great. Nope. Here's the description. Cover and propane tank with fuel included, like new, only used a few times. In the effort of full disclosure, I did notice a rat's nest under the burners this summer. That has since been cleaned and disinfected, and the rats are dead.
Oh, no!
But it's still like new.
why would you disclose? I mean, in the effort of why would you disclose that, right?
He's trying to be honest.
You know what? This person wants to sleep at night.
Yes.
Not a marketing person, though.
This person does not cheat on their taxes.
No.
This person, if they find a quarter, they put it on the counter
good
so somebody else can. You know what? This is an honest
person. Restores my faith in humanity.
As well it should. So, Ethan, what do you bid for this truly honest person's grill?
Well, I don't understand why the rat's nest matters. So I think that they're probably still going to be asking for a pretty penny here. I'm going to go
$300. $300. Ooh. Okay, Sue, what do you bid?
Wow, $300. I kind of like that. All right, I'm going to go
$250. Okay.
$301, George.
$301. Oh, look at the big brain on Brad, huh? Yeah. Okay, so we got $300, $250, $301. How much would you pay for a brand new grill, but have the peace of mind knowing that it did, in fact, have dead rats in it at one time? And a very honest person is selling it to you, okay?
Yes.
All right. The price is $275.
Sue.
Sue threads the needle.
You.
Nails it.
Nice
Nails
work.
It. Stuck the landing.
Didn't see that one coming.
Okay. All right. Very good. So we got time for one more?
We do. And right now it's looking like what? I have one. And Sue has two.
Sue
and Ethan
two.
Has one, right?
And what?
Yep.
But what's really exciting about it is this last one is for two. This last one is for two, so it's anybody's baby.
Here we go.
That's
okay.
Another thing I do, right. Ethan, where the points don't really matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you notice.
What happened to this point in the show does not matter.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's a little tip of the hat to whose line is it anyway. Points are worthless. Okay, here we go. All right, and this is a fine one. I saved the best for last. Okay, here we go. The description of the item on the Price is Wrong mark is wood magazines.
Okay.
Wood magazines. All right, and here we go. This collection of 30 used wood magazines is for sale. June 1995, November 1999, 2011, complete six issues. 2013, complete six issues. 2014, same. 2015, same. March, July, 2016. And the description continues. Mark, don't worry. Your radio.
Can you spell the word wood for me?
is this WOOD?
It's that kind of wood.
Okay. But your show is safe right now because here's the description.
Okay.
Please do not confuse these for dirty magazines. I take wood very seriously. I am sick of replying to immature people asking me if I have wood.
Hey-oh.
That's awesome. Well, you're going to get that if you put this out there. Come on, dude.
That's awesome. When I saw this, because I got the picture, I saw it said Wood Magazines. First thing I did, folks, if you're listening, is I enlarged the picture. I'm like, what kind of magazine is this? And I'm like, oh, it's a guy with a table.
Is it like Woodworkers Trade Magazine
it's
or something like that?
Guys who like wood.
Okay, there you go.
It's like,
I'm too embarrassed to tell you. I really thought that it was like wood carved magazines.
That's what I thought too, Sue.
Okay.
So, oh, you thought the magazines were out of wood?
Yes, I thought they were somebody whittled magazines.
Well, we need to bid on these, okay? And again, this is for all the marbles, so we need to see wood magazines. What would you pay? So, Sue, you seem like you know your way around wood. What would you pay?
How many was that there, George?
Oh, that's a lot of wood, Sue.
50?
Oh, it's, let's see, about 6 issue, 6, 7, 7, 14, yeah, a lot. Let's say the 30 issues.
That's a lot of wood.
What was the
issue?
That is a lot of wood, right, Ethan?
That's a lot of wood.
$15.
$15. Mm-hmm. Sue, not very impressed with wood.
No.
Okay. Mark?
$75.
Mark obviously needs wood really bad.
Slightly more impressed by it.
He is more than willing to pony up for his wood. Okay. Mark gets $75. Ethan, young strapping fellow such as yourself.
Listen, guys, this is someone's entire life collection of wood, okay? This is some serious stuff.
It's someone else's wood, but it can be yours.
I'm going $76.
$76?
He's learned the game.
No,
he has learned the game.
Okay, and let's see. We've got 15, 75, 76. Oh, that sound that I just created means you're all over.
Everyone's
all over.
All right, okay.
You're all over. Now, I can do one of two things. We can bid lower. I can do a really quick item. Pick one.
Do a really quick item.
Okay, really quick item. It was $15. It was $10. Okay, you are all. Okay,
so close.
Here we go. This is very quick. Okay, here we go. This is for all the marbles. Men's pre-owned thong underwear.
Okay.
Most are unworn, great condition. They have a ton of life left.
Zero!
And they've been washed size extra large. Looking for serious buyers only. Also willing to trade. Make me an offer I can't refuse. Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay. Okay. I'm going with $1 then.
Okay. One. So, Mark, you're going $1. Ethan.
I'm going, oh.
Oh, he took the good bid, Ethan.
I know. I'm going to go $4.
$4. Sue.
Two.
$2. Actual price. We've got one, we got two, we got four. $65.
Oh,
Ethan.
No, Ethan. Ethan, way to go.
Ethan, the kid out of nowhere.
The
Cinderella
newbie.
Story.
Rookie steps up.
All right, we got to wrap it up with the no case because we got to get to Cusimano here.
Okay, you ready for it real quick? Okay, this is the no case. Ethan, you won this. This is the fabulous thing you get.
Oh,
today's prize is at no expense paid trip to the Cardinals 2025 spring training camp in Jupiter, Florida, where you'll be able to meet many of the Cardinals' newly signed big money free agents. Oh, I've just been notified that event has been canceled. Help John Moe work on updating his LinkedIn account. And take a side trip to Mar-a-Lago where you can surreptitiously watch celebrities and politicians play golf for hours on end. No questions asked. Congratulations. Love you, Mama May. Love you, Judy Reardon. Hope you're having a Merry Christmas.
It's
That's
priceless.
All for the Price is Wrong, Mark.
It's priceless.
Oh my gosh,
George,
you're awesome,
thank
George.
You for coming in. We love you. Merry Christmas to you and Mama May. And I'm going to see you over the break. And thank you so much as always. That was great. Ethan, see? Newcomers do well and the price is wrong.
Oh, clearly.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
Don't
you.
Spend all that money at once. And by the way, it is taxable, right, George?
All of it.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
And if you're listening, I love you. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you, George.
Get more at 971talk.com.